from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today is another day in the month of January. Today is the 18th day in the month of January. The power and grace of God that has been manifesting all upon our life will continue to move us forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, as the Lord has enabled us, me and you, to witness today, we will continually enjoy His presence in our lives, in our ways. Brother, looking at the world around, insecurity everywhere, but the power of God that surpasses human reasoning and understanding is radiating over us all. When the Lord is moving with us, everything is sure: protection, provision, and prosperity. I pray today that we continually be in the presence of God, enjoy the blessing, enjoy the courage, enjoy every good thing that we need to do. The Lord will not withdraw Himself from us. The power of His glory will continue to radiate over us. Today, you will experience miracle, positive miracle, in the mighty name of Jesus. That is done and it's settled. For those that are marking their birthday, today is your birthday. I celebrate God in your life. I rejoice with you. I thank God for the grace of witnessing another year. In your new age, you will prosper. You will be a saint unto the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. You are marking your special day today. I rejoice with you. That anniversary, that grace, that purpose shall attract many more testimonies in Jesus' name. Today, I want us to look at the word of the Lord so that we can know that every time, every day, we need God. Brethren, let us think about it. God will not hide Himself from us in Jesus' mighty name. We will not change Him away. Sinners cannot behold His face. So let's keep away from sin to enjoy the presence of God. Looking into the book of Psalm 104 verse 29, it reads, "Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled, thou takest away thy breath, they die and return to their dust." God will not take His eyes away from us in Jesus' name. What the word of the Lord is saying today is that nothing can be done or achieved without God. Nothing. As you wake up today and you are going the journey of life, you know, I said nobody is empty. It's either you allow the Holy Spirit or the evil spirit take over. So the word of the Lord is talking to us today that when God hides His face, everything in life will become frightened to us. Yes, we'll always be afraid. When the Lord is not walking in the journey of life with any man, everything becomes evil. He becomes suspicious of everything. No peace of mind. The person becomes restless. When the Lord now decided to take away the breath, the person will die. I pray God will not withdraw His breath from us in Jesus' name. So these two things matter. The Lord's presence goes with us. His eye be upon us. He will not withdraw His eye from us. When the Lord withdrew Himself from any man, the next thing that will happen is that the person will die. We will enjoy the presence of God more and more in Jesus' mighty name. Then looking into the book further, Psalm 104 verse 30, looking further, let's look at what the Lord is saying today concerning that. Today, let us realize His face will be upon us and His breath will continually be in us. He will not withdraw His face. He will not take away His face from us. And He will not withdraw His breath from us. That means we are breathing through the breathing of the Lord. Remember, He breathed into our nostrils and the mold becomes the living being. So the soul in every man activates all the parts of the body. Psalm 104 verse 30 stress further. He said, "Thou sendest forth thy spirit. They are created and thou renewest the face of the earth." When the Lord's spirit is being sent to us, everything turns around. When the Lord breathes unto us, that's when we are getting things done. That's when things are working. So we need to serve it. It's like activating your phone by recharging every time. We need to recharge. So today, I told you in the previous daily devotional messages that you need to study the word to recharge yourself. You need to pray to encourage yourself. And you need to fast to motivate the spirit. Brethren, we must do everything to enjoy the relationship of God. When the Lord send his breath every day. That's the glory there. You wake up this morning, he sent forth his breath. If the breath is withdrawn from you, you are dead. If it's withdrawn from any one of us, we are dead. He decided to give us the breath. God will not regret giving you breath in Jesus' mighty name. We become living beings because of that. And every day it comes out new. Brethren, the presence of God will go with us. His breath upon our life will not be wasted. Are you closer to God or you are far away from Him? Without Him, we are dead. With Him, we are alive. Why don't we encourage ourselves today by getting closer to God? And by doing so, every good thing that has been dead in our life becomes alive. They come back to life. Nobody can withstand God. That's why He sent His Son to be the bridge and not the wall. Cross over to Jesus. Use Jesus Christ as the bridge to cross over to God. And all will work for you and you shall become victorious. Let me stop here today. By the grace of God, I'll be coming your way tomorrow. Before tomorrow, I say the word of the Lord abide with you. Spread this. Share it with your contacts and it shall be well with you. Your response will be honored in Jesus' mighty name. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 2 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.